I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Left on Red, the podcast where no topic is off limits and we get through a healthy dose of girl talk. It's like a virtual coffee date with your besties.
Spot on, Jewel. Each week we'll dive deep into a juicy topic that's bound to start discussions and fill up our DMs.
And we've got your back when it comes to recommendations. It could be makeup, movies, fashion or food. We'll fill you in what we've loved and maybe didn't love this week.
Before we wrap things up, we leave you with a motivational quote to carry with you into the week ahead. It might be nonsense, but we will try. Because let's face it, we all need a little extra boost sometimes.
Ready to go?
Let's crack on.
We're ready. What am I saying?
Jesus Christ almighty. Creep.
Creep. Hello, we're back.
Back to Left on Red. How's tricks? All good?
We went fucking nowhere. We're back.
Strange. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You too much coffee?
I think so. I'm actually wrapped.
There's actually coffee spilt in your shirt.
I know. I'm all over
the boobies are out. The girls are out.
Oh, but come here. I drove from Cork to Dublin last night. I didn't wear a bra because I was acting a spray tan.
Oh,
I ran into Junction 14. My nips would have knocked somebody out. They were like bullets.
I was freezing.
I was wearing this shirt and a satin and you could see everything. And I hurry, I'm in Junction 14.
Did you get a few lookers?
Sure did you? My boobs are down by my toe, my fucking shoes.
Well, why are we so nervous with the nipple at times though?
So nervous. And especially when they're cold.
Yeah, the nipple. Do you ever, would your nipples go hard? No, but like, do you know, because when I was running there recently as well, didn't mind bringing up the running, but they were, and I was, do you rub them to get them down?
Yeah, to warm them up. Well, how were they out when you were running?
See, well, I'd be wearing the sports bra, but I don't really have anything anyway.
So do you be cold?
So when I get cold in, they're like, what's going on here? The body's like, whoa.
Yeah.
The things that are there. So I only really have nipples, really. But but then I was running and then I see I'm side of the road and I kind of started touching them up. Because when you're standing at the traffic lights as well, and the very odd time you might get things set out the window to you, and you, do you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, but not nice stuff. It's not like a wolf whistle. Not that that's nice, but kind of disgusting kind of looks and stuff. But anyway.
Well, I suppose if I passed you and you were standing at the side of the road rubbing your boobs, I'm like, what the fuck is your mind doing?
Free the nipple. Anyway, Russell Crack, how are you?
Good.
Any news? Any dating on the scene? I can see your white bra, but any dating on the scene?
I'm fucking all
over
the place.
You showing your white bra to anyone lately?
Well, you see, you know the way we spoke about Marta and Baby Reindeer and stuff last week? Or was it last week? Whenever we spoke about it. I am worse than her, I think.
Go on.
So I was meant to go on a date there that night and he told me he was doing this media course.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, no worries. He's like, I'll meet you afterwards. Now, the media course was meant to be over 2 evenings. And I was like, yeah, no worries. So he texted.
Media training kind of a thing.
Media training, yeah. Just like a refresher thing he was doing. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, that's grand. So he texted me whilst he was in there. He's like, look, it's meant to be over 2 evenings, but your one hair is trying to get it into 1 evening. She's going to cram it all in. That way we don't have to come back tomorrow evening. I was like, okay, so what are you saying? He was like, oh, I don't know, will I be out in time? And I was like, he's using this as an excuse. So I text back, send me a picture. He sent back a picture of his like a bag that he was using in the course. He was like, this is my sexy bag that I'm after bringing with my notebook and my couple of pens. And I text back, well, like, come on, like anyone could have a bag. Send me a picture of the venue.
No way.
I have trust issues.
And what did he send?
He did.
Oh no, Julie.
I know.
Were you that bad? You needed to know.
I swear to God, I was sitting at home and I was like, you dirty fucking lying. You're a liar. And you know what I did? I'm not joking. I swear about my life, right?
Go on.
I googled media courses going on right now.
Right.
Just to make sure.
And?
No, I couldn't find it, but I swear to God, I was googling it and I googled the county that he was in and I had to see, was there a media course going on? I trust issues. There's something wrong with me.
Did he react when you, of asking for the
actual picture of the venue? I'd say he thought I was like messing, but I wasn't. I was like full on like this. This is an excuse. And he was like, oh, you're doubting me. And I was like, no, just send me a pictures.
And then right, if he asked you for a picture, would you be weak? You'd be like, oh my God, he's getting.
I think I'd be a small bit weaker. Right? Like he's really interested in me.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Do you know, actually, if there was ever a fella and he was getting a bit jealous, right? I'd be absolutely weak, right? But I'd be like, yeah, can't believe you're being like that.
Yeah.
You really need to cop on. And I'd be delighted. I'd be like, are you jealous?
Yeah. Yeah. Or do you know what I did before? I swear to God. I'm actually going to be arrested.
Oh God!
Just sometimes
you know where we recorded here.
I
like
know
some of the stuff. You
I on, know, go on, go on. But anyways, doesn't stop there. So then, just sometimes if you're a Snapchatting a lad, like one time I was Snapchatting this lad, and I was a super value.
One. Hold
and
on.
There was a worker in front of me.
I know you're going to do. Go on, go on, go on.
And I took a picture of the worker's leg. Like anytime we're Snapchatting, it's not faces. Like it's just our legs, or shoes, or whatever. I took a Snapchat at the worker's leg in front of me. You could see the Snickers pants. And I was like, yeah, my day is going really well. For him then to think, who's she with? Like, yeah. But it's only your man next to me in the queue. But like, that's psychotic.
I did that at Wimbledon game last year.
Yeah.
I was with my friend and I made sure, I was like, oh, I'm here just watching Novak Djokovic play. But I remember my friend I was with, he had a big watch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got the kind of side of his head with the big watch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wanted him to go, who's your man?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know? And he said, oh, I hope you're enjoying the match with your friend. And I was like, oh, come on.
Why did you?
I was thrilled.
Thrilled.
They didn't notice you, but like, what more can I do?
I know.
What more can I do?
If he sent me a snap of a girl with her leg out in a skirt, I'd be like, who's your man? Yeah, before I even met the man.
You would. You'd analyse the leg. Yeah. And everything. You'd be raging. Oh. You'd be...
I'd find her on Instagram.
You'd be putting the leg into the reverse image and everything.
Yeah, wouldn't
you? You would.
Oh.
But are you all meeting him? What has happened since? So he was at the media training course and...
Yeah. So then I stopped texting and left the night. I know. I'm so bored.
Are you going to text him back?
I will now tomorrow or something, but like you, I have to leave a sweat now.
I know. But come here, see, the thing is then, you haven't gone on a date in a while. I went on a date recently. You haven't.
I know. And I sometimes think to myself, am I just lying to myself? Is this just me telling myself, I'll leave him go now with this stupid fucking media course?
I think the longer it goes on then.
Yeah, it's
harder.
I don't want
to do it. Well, my fella's still on the go for now anyway, kind of ish.
Mm.
So he was over in Beirut, Mr. Sky News.
Yeah.
And he's back from Beirut anyway, right? So I would have been texting back and over, but then, you know, talking about that kind of thing. So he put up these pictures, oh, great time in Beirut with the team and all this. You know, there's a picture of him and his own. And when I saw a team, I was like, who's the team?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
who's the team?
Yeah.
I was like, I bet you on the team. It's not all men. Swiped anyway. It was like the sixth picture anyway. There was a girl anyway next to him who was doing a selfie. And I was like, who's she? Obviously, what do you think I'm going to do next?
Go on to our page.
Click the page. Yeah, yeah. She wasn't tagged. So then I was like, what's that about? So I was like, I went in to see his likes. What do you think then?
You look for your one's name. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
But...
Was she there?
She wasn't there. But then there was some other blondie lady that goes, who's she?
Yeah.
Who is she? And then she was stunning. And you know when they're stunning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know when they're so stunning you can't find anything wrong with them. Yeah. That really upsets you. Then it's kind of, why would he want to go near me?
I know. Yeah,
why
I know.
Would he? But he gets hidden and unhidden from the stories. When I'm not too crazy, I leave him up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As soon as he sees them. But then if I know I'm having a bit, like today, no, he'll be fine. Because
it's nice quiet. You're quiet on your stories.
I've nice makeup on. The hair is done. But no, maybe the next few days when there's a bit of craziness, you know. Because I was like, fuck, I was on about the addiction.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want him to know. No, I have a drink problem too soon. But he's probably gone on the grid anyway. Like, of course he's gone and had a look.
But you didn't tell him?
No, because I don't know. I haven't met him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When I was working in Sky, I kind of knew of him. I fancied him since then. But look, we're texting back and over, but I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm getting kind of tired now with these innuendos. Do you know there's loads of innuendos?
Will you meet him when he comes home?
He's home, but I'm here. But I'm going back now on Sunday. But do you know the thing we're doing now? Do you know what I'm doing? I'm putting up stuff to see, does he send to reply to it? Like, I'll do some sexy picture now later on. And if there's no reply, I'll be like, you're done.
Yeah.
And if he sees it, it's finished.
Yeah, like, how many followers do you have? 40,000 is it?
Yeah, he's only like,
so you're not doing it for the 40,000 people.
No, no,
you're only doing it for that one person.
But don't you know, though, when someone is doing it, you're like, she's doing that now because she's some fella.
Yeah, oh, always.
Yeah.
I know
when you're doing it too.
Yeah.
I know when you're doing it. Yeah, I'll do it now later on. But anyway, so yeah, that's the latest with him. But listen, come here now. On a serious side, came home last night, right? And it was after having a really busy day. I was up on Bike Row Ski, right? And I got up at 4 a.m, left the road, 5 a.m, be up in Cork. Busy day. It's my dad's month mind on Sunday, but so this will go out on Monday, so it will have been. And obviously, my dad's only gone 5 weeks, you know? And you've seen me, Jewel. Very busy. kept busy at work doing the exercise and everything. Came home anyway to this message on Facebook, right, from a girl. And I was like, I don't actually know, but I'm friends with her. And then when I saw a very attractive girl, no, it's like it wasn't a troll page or anything like. So I was like, I saw the word darling at the start. And I was like, do you know the way? No, you'd be friends with people. And maybe like there was no, you know, previous messages. And I came up as message requests. So I went into it anyway and listened to this, right? I got some shock. Well, I was actually raging last night and then there was tears. So then it says, darling, this day is between us. But are you back on the drink? You are such an amazing girl and following the podcast for ages. But please, if you need help, just ask. Again, I will always be confidential, but just feel something is wrong. Kiss, kiss. Looked at it.
This is a real person now.
This is a real person with 34 mutual friends. And she's from Cork. Cork County.
But you don't know her. You're just,
don't know her. Yeah. Because I get so many friend requests now recently as well. And you do too. You're getting them all the time. I don't really look at them anymore. Yeah. It's a bit like Instagram, whoever wants to
follow
me.
Especially when you have 34 mutual friends, sometimes you're like, I might have met her out with so and so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I saw, but are you back on the drink? And then she would follow it with, also, I have problems with the drink as well. There is no shame. Kiss. When I saw, are you back on the drink? I think, do you know what now? I was absolutely infuriated because I was thinking, where in my Instagram would I have even insinuated or shown that I was even, like, I wasn't slurring on my stories? I'd say something off if I wasn't even on my stories and I was taken to the bed. But I'm coming on, not even trying to be as optimistic as possible or positive. It's, you know, you told me the strength you get after your father passed away. I feel that within me. And I'm only following on from my mother, who is going to work every day, and my sister and my two brothers and all of us who are trying to get on with our lives. And he's only gone 5 weeks. I couldn't believe it. So then I told my mother, I went into her and she couldn't believe it either. And then I said, excuse me, you should be ashamed of your life. I said, sending me such a message. I was careful what I said back, because obviously if this person does have a drink problem, I didn't want to, and I wouldn't be my style anyway to be abusive. And I said, and she saw the message and I was waiting, and I actually was like, how dare you? How dare you? So I saw her message come up then. None of this is hate, I promise. So sorry if it came across that way. Genuinely, I am sorry. Kiss, kiss. And then she said, I know what it feels like to go through addiction. And then I just replied, and I'll give her the name Marion. How disrespectful of you, Marion, I said. And then she saw the message, and then before it, I just blocked her. I said, you know what? No, I can leave her. Feel absolutely dreadful. She might have been after a couple of drinks, but how dare you? I was so insulted. I was raging, that temper inside me. And I think what it was as well, would I do that to my father? Would I go back on the drink like that? Yeah. Would I disrespect my father and my whole family?
I know.
And that's why I think I was so mad.
I
think as well, Jewel, like obviously my addiction story there, we only released that back in March. So maybe people are kind of like, you know, they don't understand the resilience. That was 5 years ago. I haven't had a drink or a tablet in 5 years.
I know.
And before that, I'd 8 years. So, you know, I had 2 years where I kind of had a slip.
Yeah, I know. And like, so, you know, when your dad did pass away and I came down to you and I sat you down and I was like, look, if you ever, you know, have, I sat you down with a friend and I was like, and you were like, Julie, now more than ever, I will never touch a drink or a tablet again because of your dad. You didn't want to leave your dad down. Do you know? And I was like, I totally get that. And you haven't, if anything, like you're getting up every morning. You went to bike row ski at 6 a.m, was it?
From Ballydesmond an hour.
And you were showing that on your Instagram, yet she thought you were at home drinking
with a bottle of vodka or something.
But you're up exercising, going to work, flying back and forth all the time through the podcast.
That's why I was so insulted. I was so insulted and so hurt. And obviously she might have been after a few drinks. And then I said, you know, maybe she's after a few drinks and maybe she lost a parent and she's coping with it differently. But I was like, would you really want to bring someone down like that? And I think, as I said, why I got so insulted and infuriated was because I haven't even thought of a drink. I haven't even thought of a tablet. I haven't even thought of a cigarette. I've thought of nothing. I've been kept busy, occupied, not missed a day of work. We've been kept up with the podcast, all other bits. I was just so infuriated someone would do that. But look, I went from going how amazing people were on Instagram, which they are.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fabulous. But then you get that one person. But look, she's her own issues. I've no doubt she might even listen to the podcast and maybe she might realise how upset I am. She's blocked now anyway. And she'll remain blocked. She might even end up texting you. But, you know, what an insult. What an insult.
People are just...
Yeah. So I was very hurt over it. But look...
But even sure that around the time of my own dad's death, obviously it was COVID and we were only allowed 6 at the funeral and we had a camera in the church for anybody that wanted to watch it at home and say their little prayers at home. And a lot of my trolls signed in to watch a man. Like, I don't mind if my followers wanted to tune in and say a couple of prayers. We were all so grateful for that. But the only reason these people tuned in to me was to judge me on the day I buried my dad. Like, so they watched me sitting next to my dad's coffin and judged every single move I made. I remember I had Fiona and Aaron Rose with me and one of them had to go to the bathroom and I got up and I walked out and they were commentating, "She's after getting up." She walked out of the church. But the only reason I walked out is because I had to bring my child to the toilet. I left my, you know, when you have to walk behind the coffin, we weren't allowed to shoulder it. So we all walked behind it. It was being pushed out. And I left my bag under the chair and I actually forgot because you know yourself the day of a funeral, it's blur, like it's out of body experience. And they were commenting, "She never took her handbag." They could see all this. Like, I'm walking behind my dad's coffin trying to hold on to my two children yet. They were watching me saying, then I was accused of drinking because I forgot the handbag because I walked out of the church. But I actually only walked out because my child had to go to the toilet. And I will never ever forget that. I just think it is the lowest of the low to be watching someone on their hardest day of their lives and just being judged. And like you, just being judged. Like, it's horrible.
It's horrible. And I think they were insinuating you were drunk.
I was drunk.
At your own.
Because they were watching me whilst I sat next to my dad's coffin. And because, like, I only got off to bring my child to the toilet. And then my other reason why I was drunk is because I left my handbag on the chair whilst I walked behind my dad's coffin. That was the last thing I was thinking of.
I think you're very sick to actually log in and to be looking at a funeral like that and then writing about it. That's very sick.
Yeah.
That's very sick.
I know, but it's like, obviously, like, that was my hard time, like, and now you're still going through it because look, it's so raw for you. It's only 5 weeks, but then to somebody come at you as well,
I just thought despicable. And then I think the thing I suffer true addiction to, and darling, oh please, but in a nicer tone, I did the Manchester half marathon last weekend, only half, whatever.
Only half,
yeah. I know, John, I wasn't trying to bring up the running, but anyway, we'll talk about bike Ruski in a minute. But Manchester, very special to me as well because it was Man United games. My dad always took me to Manchester. Yeah. I mentioned that in the last one. But as people probably saw on Instagram, I got a personal best. Man United won against Man City. What a weekend. What a way to remember Dano.
Oh,
and it was so lovely. And it was around mile 9 actually as well. I was like, because I get this thing into my head. Do you kind of bike Ross Cube? Like, I'm sick of it now. I just want to give up.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. After the first one, I was like, am I skinny yet? Can I give it up now? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I was kind of like, after mile 9, I was like, oh, I'm fucking sick of this now. And I looked over and I saw Old Trafford. And I was like, girl, you keep going. And the last 4 miles I ran, I swear to God, the fastest 4 miles in all my life. Something happened to me.
Yeah.
And do you know, as you said, look out for the signs?
Yeah.
I was kind of like, what signs? What signs are you on about?
I know.
But my God, the signs.
You start seeing them. The signs. Little things like that. And it will bring you so much comfort.
So much comfort.
To all the time.
Yeah.
Talk with soccer and stuff. Fionn then. Oh God, is my heart broken. Mom, will you come out play soccer with me? Mom, will you play hurling? My boobs just can't take it anymore. I can't.
You need a proper sports bra.
I need a fucking proper sport. I need a hoist, not a sports bra.
Do you wear a sports bra or do you proper one?
No, these things are, I'm sure they're crop tops.
What size are you?
I'm 30.
There's a cup in that though. There's a bit of a...
I think I'm double D.
Are you, Jewel?
Oh, I have it on my phone. Wait, no, I actually saved as a contact, Brazzers. But you see, I'm up and down all the time because when I lose weight, it's the first place it goes.
Yeah, it is the first time. You're looking 34D. Great, though.
I'm 34D.
You're looking great, though. Did you get the Zone Master or anything this week? No?
I didn't. No.
Sinead told me she got the Zone Master, your cousin.
Never mind that fucking liar.
She told me she got the Zone Master.
She got matchy matchy. That,
well, she told me she got the Zone Master.
That you didn't.
So anyone from Bike Row Ski, there's a certain thing, the Zone Master, you stay in the zone, your certain heart rate stays in the zone. But I bought Neil Prendable's wife, Paula, yesterday.
Yeah.
And bought her down. It was her first time now ever, but Paula was in the, she was so new to it and she had a bit of an injury before. So she was her first time ever. And like Karen actually taught, Karen, my friend, she'd been really good in the rowing and everything. I'm the worst at the rowing. And but Karen was really good. So it was funny. So I said to Karen, he goes, you're going to get the Zone Master. You're going to get, she goes, shit, my phone is down in the dressing room. He goes, go out and get it. Because I was like, I'll be able to share that now and I'll tag Julie.
Yeah.
That like she got the Zone Master, Karen got the Zone Master. And then she went down to get the phone anyway. And then, you know, at the end of the class, they're like, all right, so whoever got the Zone Master, and like I was looking at Karen, she's going to get, Paula got it.
Brilliant.
Paula got it.
Yeah, but she's fit as a fiddle anyway.
She is fit as a fiddle. But
you still didn't get an award, did you? Well, no, I did. Well, like, I got, she's a marathon runner and I'm the one getting the awards at the gym class.
Can I tell you
something
we were going to do? Do you know the way I was mad for you to go to the class with me?
Yeah.
I had your one tipped off. Can you do a fake Zone Master for me? And she was going to do it.
Ah, stop. Because I went in the next day. I went in after you. You went in at 6 a.m.
You
and I went in at 10.
Then you asked about me.
I runs in right off the stairs. I was like, I'm signing in. And she was like, Brenda was here at 6 a.m. I goes, did she win anything? And she goes, no. I goes, yes.
I had her tipped off. I goes, can you change
who
the Zone?
Who was that, Joan?
No, Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
I goes, can you change the Zone? Can you? I was like, will you come to the 6 o'clock?
You have to ask
come him. To the 6
I
o'clock.
Like, she wants to record.
She did all set up now and all. She was going to put me as a Zone Master.
I did
all said I know I got sharp.
Well, that's
face,
the only way you're going to win it, anyways. Like you're not like me, just getting it.
Who
like,
the fuck do you? Sinead Tom, what did you? You got one thing, the Lone Ranger.
I got the Lone. Well, it's not called Lone Ranger.
What's it called again? The Zone Ranger.
I don't know what I was.
We don't even
know
wanted all the time. So I'm going to a class now tomorrow. The High Rocks, which is the new thing, right? So Julie thinks I was copying her with leopard print. In fact, I told her I got the leopard print last week. Anyway, stop it now. So there's a new class called High Rocks, and I'm doing that tomorrow with Karen. And then she goes, "Oh yeah, I was telling her on the phone." Oh yeah, I goes, "Don't." I said no, because I'll see you in the High Rocks. No, all about High Rocks is great. High Rocks
you
is great.
For that, I see Nathan Adams traveling and
well,
all.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to do any competitions yet, but you'll be at the High Rocks now soon. But I won't say it to you. That was mine. Now I leave you at it.
Well, the bike row ski was my thing, like.
Pat Phelan told me about that ages ago. I know about that in lockdown. No, so feck off.
I know about the news. Oh, come here, my car. First car trouble this
oh,
week.
God,
Jesus
go on.
Christ.
Go on.
It's out there now. Next, we've there's a mechanics there next to the studios.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the, this lad we were, myself and Brenda are waiting to come into the studio earlier. And this man came in. He was like, is that your Jeep outside? I says, yeah. He says, there's something wrong with your tyre. I was like, oh, fuck it. Here we go again. So now the car is next door. He has to put air into it. He was like, do you not know how to put air? And I was like, nah.
Did you not put it in? I thought you went out and did it.
I can't put air into the tyre.
Ah, come on.
The man
on.
Has to do it for me. So it's in the mechanics next door.
I thought you went out and did it.
No, the last time I done that and pulled off road, I gave myself a flat tyre to get towed out of the garage.
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's awful. Do you not put air into the tyre?
Well, to be honest with you there now, do you know the station near Frankfield?
Yeah.
I was going to put water into it one day and this fella was looking at me the hard way because it's inside. And I was like, who's your man? I was like, hi.
He's
like,
going to put water into the tyre
because I picked up the wrong one. Oh. Right? And he's beeping the hard. And I was like, saluting him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he was kind of like, I was like, what? With the stick?
Yeah.
Or the thing?
Clown.
The pipe, the hose.
The hose.
And he was like, going, that's water. I was like, oh, is it all right, Jess? Sorry, I was going to put water into it.
Two
but
clowns.
Like, you clown now today. Where? How come you with the flat tyre? Because you hit into.
The toll.
And then speaking of the tolls, then this morning I was coming up, right? And then I was like, Jesus Christ, because I stopped in Ballina to get my makeup and hair done off good old Hazel. And then it was like 3 hours to get to Dublin, right? And I was like, how was it that long? Like, I was like, Jesus. And you were like, well, Tipperary is far away. Hey, road watch here. Tipperary's nearly in Cork, she says. And like, I was like, then I rang because you were up here. I goes, come here, I'd be another 2 hours, right? And you were like, but so I'll just make it for 11, even though I got the times wrong. And then I got through the Portlaoise toll, right? And then I was like, it was coming up 2 hours. And I was like, where am I going? Yeah. Anyway, didn't I check Google Maps and it said avoid motorway. So I was going the country roads. So all morning, I was going country roads to go to Ballina. I'm up since 3:30.
Oh,
I was going because I was like I came into Limerick, I know Limerick, right? And to go to Ballina you'd go on the motorway. I was in Patrick's wedding and everything this morning 4:30. I was seeing like vote Clancy. I knew all the councillors, yeah, the election posters in Patrick's Well. Yeah, so this is the Kerry I know. I mean, I thought he was bad, though. But I think we're as bad as each other.
Oh, we're daft, the two of us.
Daft,
so
absolutely
funny.
Daft. Come here, Lewards.
Are we going?
I might have news on Lewards. I'm not joking, but Julie, the amount of people who've went and they said it's amazing.
Do you know the month of May? I heard that
that's
all
the holy month.
Oh, is that?
Mary's month. I know that from rehab.
Oh, yeah.
Because we used to do a big thing for, they used to bring all the Holy Mary statues out in May.
Have a recession.
And Virgin Mary, she's big business in treatment. They love a bit of Mary.
Because all the Navy and all the Army people go to Lourdes.
Who told you that?
I think I read it somewhere. So I was thinking, will we go in May? What's the May now?
Well, I know what. Check your phone to see what day today
is. June, is it? Oh, fucking
1st of June today.
Fuck.
Tomorrow.
Oh,
we spelled this literally wrong as well last week in the competition.
What competition?
Or the quiz.
Did
a
I?
Load of people. No, I spelled it wrong as well.
Oh, delighted.
And people, I was replying to everyone. I was like, what did I spell? Sorry, but we'll do your quiz there soon. The month of May, we'll have to forget it. No, is there any September? I think we'll go on September.
To Lourdes?
To Lourdes, I'd say. Okay. Good on Mary. I have a load of correspondence from people about Lourdes.
Come on, let's.
I'm not joking about it because people are like, are you going over to take the Mickey? No, I'm not. I was fierce holy in rehab. Like the two rehabs I went to was all about spirituality. We'd go to mass every day, you know. So look, there's here now. This one here is from a listener, right? My son goes to a Catholic school here in England. He's the most unreligious kid. Says he doesn't believe in God. But his school has a thing with the parish where kids go to Lourdes to assist the sick pilgrims from our town that go. And my son went last year as a volunteer with three friends from school. Teachers went also, all very safe. I was nervous. I thought he'd hate it. But turns out he loved it. I was stunned. Loved his pilgrim, as he called her, and brought me back 6 litres of holy water. I only asked for a small bottle for me granny. Anyway, he's no more religion than he was before, but he's going again this year and he's a hard fella to please, so he definitely will enjoy it. I'm telling you.
See, if a young fella enjoyed it, we definitely would.
That's it. And I actually, you know what? Did you ever drink holy water?
When I was in Turkey, I went to some bash place. I'm sure Holy Mary. Do you know that place? Holy Mary appeared there. Or she had her last washed something. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where did I go? And there was something about Holy Mary in the water.
Well, I remember I was dying with a hangover, absolutely dying, and I need water. And that was the only thing that was in my bedroom was holy water, and I downed a lot of it. I did, because I couldn't go downstairs for the water because I didn't want to realise. But it was actually grand. I felt grand after. I swear to God, I couldn't tell the mother because I was like, oh God, she sees me coming down reeking into the drink.
The house of the Virgin Mary. I was actually in her gaff in Turkey. Her, look, you read that there. You'll understand.
I was going to say, was she getting the eyelids done like yourself?
She was over getting them in the liposuction. Oh, stop
now. You won't be able to go to Lourdes now. The House of the Virgin Mary.
See?
Is a Catholic shrine located on Mount Chrysos in the Victory of Ephesus.
Ephesus?
Jesus, maybe so.
I was in her house.
Did the Virgin Mary live in Turkey? She spent her last years in her life in Ephesus.
Told you!
Jesus!
Yeah,
Mary arrived at Ephesus together with St. John and lived there until her assumption.
Yeah.
Jesus!
I'm telling now, I was in her house. Unbelievable.
I would love to. Do you know the Holy Church of Bethlehem and all that?
My mum and dad did it.
Yeah, my sister did it.
Did she? My mum and dad loved it.
She seen where Jesus was born and
Jerusalem.
All that.
Jerusalem, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. No, he's Bethlehem.
Oh, sorry. That's in Jerusalem.
No, it's another town down the road.
Oh, sorry.
We'll have to really up the all knowledge of this when we go to Lourdes.
Right, girls, ye will love it. I've been twice when I was in school. So she was twice while she was in school. And I can honestly say it was the best experience ever. I cried every day, especially at the masses and nighttime vigils. It's just such an emotional but calming experience. If you do go, make sure you do the bats. I think I did the bats as well in Ephesus.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into the all bats now. I just don't like a bat in general.
I know it's a swimming pool.
No, it's a bat in general. Like, when I run a new bat, no, put me into the shower any day.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, I get the ick now with a man in a bat.
The willy floating. Stop now, we're top with Lord, stop.
But do you know, the fingers are the like, as in, do you know, when your hands are all
crinkly.
Yeah. Oh. Wouldn't be religious, but my parents were, especially with Our Lady. When I tell you, after they passed, I was going through my shit. I still am sometimes. I'd ride to Ballinsintle to the grotto, have a coffee and 20 fags, have the chats to the higher power, and I was sorted then. Lourdes is meant to be grey crack, and there's fierce healing there also. That's nice.
Go to Lourdes, girls. I love the Virgin Mary. I'm not very holy, but I love her. She is my go-to in good times and in bad. I pray to her every single day.
A lot of people get a lot of solace from Mary. They really do. Girls, go. I'm the most non-religious person. I went last year at my son on the pilgrimage. It was amazing. The serenity, the peace was heavenly. Even my son, he's 15, as a total atheist, loved it. I can't explain it.
Okay, last one. It's amazing, girls. I went there 30 years ago as a helper when I was in school, and it was just something else, looking after the old sick people and bringing them around to all the masses and candle vigils. Now, I was a wild 17-year-old when I went, but the experience was brilliant. Would love to go back myself, prob as the patient this time.
Well, I'd say there's only thing we gotta do, and that's go to Lourdes.
I think so.
Go to Lourdes now. Well, I actually think next week I'll do a quiz on Lourdes for you. So, but this week's quiz is just kind of, this is actually a combination of things, a bit of Manchester in it, and there's also a bit of Leaving Cert questions in it, because Leaving Cert starts on Wednesday.
Does it already?
Yeah.
Christ.
So question number one, we're actually, do you know, during the week when you were on about Fionn McCool?
Yeah.
What did you say again that you don't phone to your Fionn?
I said he was a warrior.
Did you say he made Harleys as well?
I said he, the slisher.
Yeah, he invented it. And you were like, didn't he, Brenda? And so she said to her son, Fionn McCool, he was a warrior, and wasn't he, Brenda? And he made the slishers as well. And I was on the phone. He did. And I was like, did he? But I said, for this week's spelling, spell Fionn McCool. No, you know Fionn, I would hope, as that's your son's name.
F-I-O-N-N. M-A-C, or is it M-C? M-A-C, I think he is.
M-A-C.
Cool. C-U-A-L-L.
No, go once more.
C-U-A-C-H-A-L-L.
No, C-U-M.
M!
McCool. C-U-M-H-A-I-L-L. Look, it could be wrong after just getting slitter wrong last week. I'm sure Instagram will tell us. Okay, that's 0-1. So Manchester's one of their biggest bands ever was Oasis. One of my favourite bands as well. My first single I ever bought was Wonderwall. Can you name the two Gallagher brothers in the band?
Rory and Liam.
No. You're thinking of Rory Gallagher now.
Is that not him?
No. Ah, Jesus, he's dead.
So it's not, is it Liam?
And?
Are you sure it's not, who?
Rory Gallagher with the Oasis. Are you having a laugh? Isn't that Rory Gallagher thing being associated with Cork? I just don't get that. I'm still a bit like, what's that about?
What song did he sing?
I don't really know. He was a guitarist and he moved to Cork, but he wasn't from Cork. And someone stole his guitar recently somewhere in Ballyborney as well.
And he's dead.
But he's dead. He's not related to Noel Gallagher.
Noel, so. Rory and Noel. What's his name?
Oh, Liam and Noel. Liam and Noel. Okay, wrong. Okay. The Leaving Cert starts on Wednesday. What are the compulsory subjects?
English, Irish, maths.
Good woman. 1 out of 3. Leaving Cert 1 as well. Where was Peg Sayers from?
Knocknaheeny.
Are you absolutely joking?
There's a school called Peg Sayers up there. So I said, oh no.
Where was she from? Where was she from?
Was she Irish? Saw them tears.
Peg Sayers is from Knocknaheeny. Where is she from?
Cork. No.
No. No.
Who's Peg fucking Sayers?
Do you know we all had to do read a book in her in Irish?
No.
She's from the Great Blasque Islands off the coast of Kerry.
Oh, for fuck's
Do you know when
sake.
People go over to the, do you know when they're looking for people to gatekeep and look after an island and there's no electricity?
Was that what she done?
Well, I don't really know what she,
Is that what she was?
No, she wasn't. She's. I'll show you a picture later on. So, all right, okay. So what? This is the. I can't believe Peg Sears is from Knocknaheeny. Rory Gallagher's an Oasis of Peg Sears from Knocknaheeny. Jesus, from the cool is making slitters. Oh my God, you wouldn't want to get your knowledge in this podcast anyway. Right, so what is the maximum amount of points a student can get in their Leaving Cert?
I know that because I got it. 500?
No.
400?
No.
700? 600?
Well, 600 kind of, but it's 625.
What a fucking random number.
Yeah, because it's calculated based on the scores from the 6 best subjects, each subject graded on a scale and the highest grade H1. Additionally, students who achieve a H6 or higher level maths receive an extra 25 points, which can bring the total to 625 points.
I did foundations.
Grand, I lied about my first round, didn't I? I only got 225 and I was telling Molly, yeah, like 510. 510, they're like 510. I goes, yeah, we're just going to go back for... the extra 90, you know, I haven't
admitted.
They were
points.
Like, they were looking at me, and I was like, God, it's grand. Do you know what I mean? So,
Oh,
my lord. Anyway, listen, we mightn't be doing points. We mightn't have done too great in the Leaving Cert, either of us. But we do put on a good show. We put on a good show on the 6th of September in the Cork Opera House.
Oh, yeah. Tickets are on sale now on the Cork Opera House website. We
Cork
hope to
Podcast
see.
Podcast Festival as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to have special guests. She's going to be hilarious.
I can't wait.
I know.
We'll announce her on our Left on Red Instagram page this week.
She's hilarious. So, yeah, you can get your tickets. Looking forward to seeing you. There's going to be loads of surprises. It's not going to be like last year when we were unprepared. Well, it probably will because we're unprepared all the time. But it's going to be a hoot. It's going to be a crack. And we can't wait to see you there.
We'll have an after party.
And, oh, yeah, we will. We'll have a mighty one. Yeah. Stay out all night.
Wild. Where it's going to be wild. Absolutely wild. Right. I have tears in my eyes. I'm laughing.
I know. I can't believe Peg Sears not seeing me. And wait, Lucy, Google, see what she looks like. Peg wouldn't like you now at all. But anyway, until next week, sayonara, adios,
slán,
ciao, ciao, slán,
take care.
Bye.